بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Sar ko Paigham hai kuch Saba se. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائل ہے اس گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائل ہے اس گدا سے. بے نیازی ہے ہر ماسوا سے رابطہ گر کر ہے خدا سے. بے نیازی ہے ہر ماسوا سے رابطہ گر کر ہے خدا سے. دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے روح لا دل ہے اپنی خطا سے. ذکر تیرا کر دیتے کیا ہم چاہے زمین دوسرا سے. ذکر تیرا کر دیتے کیا ہم چاہے زمین دوسرا سے. جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق وہ دیا کیا بجے گا ہوا سے. مار کے دو جہاں گر تو چاہے سلطنت دے دربالوں سے. مار کے دو جہاں گر تو چاہے سلطنت دے دربالوں سے. آپ کا بے نبوت کا مطلع فوقتا خلق کے آسرا سے. شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تہار حرا سے. شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تہار حرا سے. مجھ پر بھی میرا ذوق سجدہ سر پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے. مجھ پہ برسا دے دریا رحمت مانگتا ہے اختر خدا سے. مجھ پہ برسا دے دریا رحمت مانگتا ہے اختر خدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائل ہے اس گدا سے.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ صدا سے. That is, the head, the brains have got a message for the morning wind. That is, the tahajjud time when you get up, there is a message which you want to send. The wind carries the message and you have got a message to send. جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے. A person who's got nisbat with Allah, connection with Allah Ta'ala. And this person is in touch with Allah Ta'ala. And what a great thing it is to hear, and Allah has been extremely kind. You got a problem anywhere, you can call upon Allah. Once you have got nisbat, you just call upon Allah Ta'ala. And when you call upon Allah Ta'ala, then you don't have to wait in a queue, you don't have to wait for anything. Just where you are, you call upon Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is there for you. That is nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah grant us that nisbat, and that is what we have to strive for and work for. And when a person, like for example, in our mundane things, if you are stuck somewhere, you phone the AA, they ask you your membership number, you say, I haven't got a membership number. Then you are stranded. Whatever then you think of, but you got a membership number, straight away they will say, they will still come. We'll take 40 minutes to be there, we'll take an hour to be there, whatever it might be. But with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if you got your membership, you won't be asked even for the number. You immediately Allah ta'ala will see to you. So it is that we have to build this, and that is the Hajjud time to make that connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When a person will build up this connection with Allah, then wherever he has got any problem, he just turns to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Arb qaim hai, aise ghada se. The earth is living, the world is carrying on because of such people. And today, presently also, there are such people. And because of them, everything is carrying on in the world. If we think of any place in the world, it can be America, and all the modernism and all the westernism and all that, but there are people there also, what connection they have got with Allah Ta'ala. It can be the jungles of Africa, it can be right away there in Siberia, but everywhere Allah has got his bandas. It's throughout the world, and when we hear how the people are turning to Allah Ta'ala, we get amazed. Whether it is even local here in South Africa, there are so many people. Like for example, one person who is still living now, sometimes gets late at night or anything, but there is no two ways. 1 o'clock at night he's up. And then 10 suparas he reads till before Fajr. And that's on a daily basis. And those are people here amongst us. They are such people. There was one Maulana Salot. He was visiting by his daughter. And after Fajr, they were planning to go for a picnic to the sea. And he said, I have to read my 5 suparas. So the son-in-law said, that by the sea you can read it, what great, how wonderful you sit there and read. He said, I won't put one step out of my house until I have completed my 5 suparas. I never will walk out of my house. And there are so many other people, how they are in striving in the, and in their way, they are in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Other people in giving their lives in the path of Allah ta'ala. So just such people the world is carrying on. But there are very few, and people like us, or rather like me, the great sinners. Then we are, a common question today also is, that why are the Muslims suffering like this? Isn't Allah listening to those people's du'as? But the vast majority of us, our lifestyle, and now at this moment, we are perhaps already in the new year, if the moon has been sighted. Any news of the moon? No. Is it likely? No. No. If the moon has been sighted, we are in the new year. How many of us thought of this great transformation? Before Maghrib, like Thursday night, Thursday we should be in the masjid when Friday is going to be heralded in. And we should honor Jummah, and we should feel in our hearts, mashallah, Jummah is coming. The time for Durood Sharif is coming again. And with that feelings we go into Jummah. And Jummah, after Asr, close to Maghrib, then also we are busy with Durood, with Dua. That now a new week is starting. 1 week is completed with Jummah, and from Yawm al-Sabt, a new week is starting. But we are not conscious of that. A new year is now going to be, has started or is going to start. If the moon hasn't been sighted, then tomorrow night. But even after our discussion, me myself, how many of us tomorrow night will devote, and there are du'as also to be read for the new year. How many of us will take care to read those du'as? So whether they are written, they are in the hadith, or whether they have been written by buzurgs, But the advice also that for the new year and to bring a change in one's life, etc., to see this great phenomena at this time year when the sun has set just now, when we see how the whole world is changing towards sunset. And then when sunset takes place, the night comes in, which the Quran Sharif refers to in so many places. What a great phenomena. But we don't take any notice. So this is that those people who regard this, they are very, very few. Otherwise, the vast majority of us are in ghaflat, in unmindfulness. And then again, how many who are Muslims are in guna, open guna all the time, not knowing whether some places, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, people don't even know it is the month of Ramadan. Maulana complains one place, he says that people say, for example, 20th July, Ramzan will start. Ramzan starts with the first of Ramadan, but we don't refer to it as that. We say 20th July, or whatever other date, Ramzan will start. So we as Muslims, we should take lesson from all this. Be niyazi hai, har maas tiwa se. And if we can get this into us, that you are totally independent of anything and everything besides Allah Ta'ala. You are only dependent on Allah Ta'ala. You realize the power, the qudrat of Allah, the existence of Allah, the presence of Allah. Allah is everywhere, all the time. And that nobody else can do anything. As it is said, that when we complain to somebody else of our problems, poverty, illness, whatever we complain to somebody, in reality we are complaining about Allah who can do everything to somebody who can do nothing for you. Somebody who goes and complains to somebody who can do nothing for you, and you go and complain about him who can and who does everything for you. So we have to build this here, and that is why we try to get together, and Hazrat's Ash'ar are all about this, that we revise our lesson. We have to go over it over and over, that if Allah wishes and we work, and this is what really tears the Allah wala apart. That he wants it from Allah, he is going to Allah Ta'ala. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Khair se, bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu, aaye nazar, dekho jidar. This reality. And these poems also, we should say them in our ash'ar, so that that reality, that our eyes go away from everything besides Allah, and we turn only to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Rabita gar qawi hai khuda se. If our connection is strong with Allah ta'ala, that is what we have to do. If our connection, we got a weak connection. Now you move in this side to try and get a better, you try and go outside, go this side. So you're having a problem. But you got a strong connection with Allah Ta'ala. So we should build this connection with Allah Ta'ala, and a very strong connection with Allah Ta'ala. Dil hai mamnoon unki ata se. The heart is so in gratification, is so thankful because of what Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala gives. There are two things, one is ata and one is wafa. Ata is to give, wafa is to be loyal. We have only got one of the two. Allah has got both. Ata and wafa. For example, you are in big financial problems, you got a sincere friend who will help you. He is wafadar, but he's not rich, he hasn't got money. So he can't make ata. You've got problems, you've got a friend who has got atta, he's got there, he can help you, but he's not wafadar. So he doesn't help you. Whereas Allah Ta'ala, if you build your connection with him, he's got atta also and he's got wafa also. Allah is not in short of anything whatsoever. And Allah Ta'ala is the most loyal. There is nobody who can be more loyal than Allah Ta'ala. Then there is a different aspect also. For some of Allah's friends, Allah keeps them in some problems also, so that they keep on pleading more and more to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah knows them also. If I take away, there are so many people who got problems, the tahajjud starts, the nafil roza start, problem is gone, tahajjud is gone.
Nawafil are gone. So such people, Allah keep them in their problems. And Allah is in control. Allah knows so much about that He'll stay by me. The minute I will give him, he'll be gone. And those Allah Ta'ala knows, they will be all the time loyal to me. Allah takes away the problem, still the tahajjud carries on. Still the rozas carry on, the sadaqah carries on, everything still carries on. So, and Allah treats everyone. For some people, Allah just loves that crying of this. Continuous, how they are crying and begging to Allah Ta'ala. Like a mother wants the child to come and beg and cry. So it doesn't give the child immediately what the child wants. Let the child carries on and how, and then all the things, like how many Allah wala, when they speak to Allah, our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that one person, not an alim also, ordinary person, he said, oh Allah, as big as you are, and Allah, there is no greater, there is no limit to the greatness of Allah, throw your mercy upon to me also so much. Ordinary person. So when Allah loves this, then all this, like tricks, the children also, what pranks and tricks. Then we say they are cute, what they say, how they saying this, how they are saying that, how they want to get their way, when we have this connection with Allah. And we build it with Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. No ruh nadim hai apni khata se. On the other hand, the ruh is sorrowful of all our mistakes. And by the Ahlullah, the great Ahlullah, their mistakes are not like our mistakes, which are open and open, clear, sun. But they just little bit being unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. They regard that also as a great mistake. Like our namaz, the greatest ibadat. Iman is on its place. But after Iman, the greatest ibadat is namaz. And we are taught at the end of namaz, if we get the reality of namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I made great wrong to me. You perform namaz, but I couldn't do it how it was supposed to be. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. Those people who are making istighfar at the time of tahajjud, sehri time, tahajjud time, who are making istighfar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha are these people who have committed all types of sin, robbery, crime, leaka, etc. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, these are those people who spend the night in ibadat. And now when the night is coming to the end, they are making tawbah and istighfar. Ya Allah, we couldn't do your ibadat as it's supposed to have been done. So this is that a person, and on the other hand, we should take stock of ourselves also. Open sins we are committing, but how much of nadamat have we got, sorrow? How much of istawbah, istighfar are we making? Are we conscious of those sins of ours or not? If a person, perhaps Allah blesses him, and so to say, حَاسِبُ أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُ. Take stock of yourself before your stock is taken. So to say, your nama amal is open to you already. And you are reading it now from the time you became baligh. And everything what you have done, you have completely forgotten. But now you are reading it in. And as you're reading it, you remember. Yes, this is so. And Allah is going to ask, my banda, you did this also, you did this also, you did, and nobody can lie to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala knows what is in the heart, وَمَا أَخْفَى. What we don't know about ourselves, Allah Ta'ala knows that also. So, Allah Ta'ala. So the ruh, when it is nadim like this, and this is a requisite for the Ahlullah, they are in this condition, that they are nadim. On the ibadat also, they are sorrowful. If a person, a group of people walking, going through a very, very dangerous jungle where there are wild animals, and they lost, middle of the night, they come across a place where there are beautiful, glittering, shining stones. Somebody picks up one, others two, others don't pick up, others pick up 20, whatever. They reach outside, safely they got out. Then the village people, they tell them this happened, they say, oh, you people passed by a place where there are these precious, precious diamonds. So whoever there is, everyone, no matter those who didn't pick up, how sorrowful isn't he? And those who picked up 20 and 50 is also sorrowful. I should have picked up even more. So we are also going through this jungle of this world, which is a very dangerous place. When we come out in Qiyamah, then we will say, oh, shaitan is attacks all the time, and nafs attack. So whoever picked up how much of tawbah, And he went there, and it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that a person who has lot of tawbah istighfar in his record of deeds, he will be very, very successful and very honorable on the day of Qiyamah. And this tawbah istighfar is not only words, but that reality that a person really feels bad. How did Allah so many ni'mats on me? What then? What didn't Allah Ta'ala give me? And I was disobeying Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, one aspect of the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, that a person knows Allah is watching me. Not only knowing and seeing and hearing, but Allah has got full qudrat over me. And if a person thinks this is also in one aspect the great ni'mat, what is the dua? That you saw me committing guna, but you did not humiliate me. Actually, and today if we find somebody committing a wrong in that, how we will expose that person. But Allah Ta'ala, you saw me, but you didn't even humiliate me. You didn't even expose me. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? Allah could destroy us at that moment, and in the most disgraceful way, in the most humiliating way. But Allah Ta'ala spared us. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? Zikr tera kare baith kar hum. O Allah, in all view of all this great, great kindness of yours, we sit and we remember you. If we take zikr, we make zikr. And many times also, zakirin, like our type of people, we are still unmindful of Allah. But if we take it to remember Allah, we are sitting and remembering Allah Ta'ala. And remembering the favors of Allah, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And one great form is reading the third kalima, but with that feeling, Subhanallah, oh Allah, how pure aren't you? You are so pure, you have got no weakness in you. You never become old, you never become sick, you never become tired, you never feel sleepy. Subhanallah, and what you think, Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, such a being is nothing but Allah. All praise only belongs to Him. Praise doesn't belong to me, to so and so, to so and so. Praise is, all praise is only for you. Who you give a share of your praise, that is it, but praise is only all. And when that is the case, Allahu Akbar. How it has been taken from step to step, higher up, that now Allah, you are the greatest. And then La ilaha illallah. It's you. There's no one else besides you. You. There is no one else besides you. Not only for me, for anyone and for everyone. It's only you, Ya Allah. So sitting and making zikr of Allah like that. And on that Allah becomes extremely happy on such zakireen. On the other hand, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, many of our kabir told, no matter what, how much of ghaflat you take Allah's name, it's not empty of benefit also. You're totally unmindful of Allah, but you're taking His name, Qiyamah won't come till then. Till there is one person left taking the name of Allah. At the moment there are still thousands, perhaps millions of people who are all the time in the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. When they go to sleep, they are thinking of Allah. When they dream, they are dreaming also. When they wake up, they are dreaming also with Allah Ta'ala. All the time the thoughts are with Allah Ta'ala. So this is what a person, what Allah wants to be with Allah Ta'ala. Zikr tera kare baith kar hum. Chahiye wo zameen dusra se. And then that earth is like a different earth. Where the zakireen are, it comes in the hadith, fazail amal, fazail zikr. Wherever Allah Ta'ala's zikr is made, that piece of ground shines to the people of the heavens, the malaika, how the stars shine to us. And that piece of ground goes to the seven grounds below it, that on me Allah's zikr is being made. So what that ground feels so honorable where the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. There are so many of our friends also who before Sehri time, before Fajr or after Sehri, between Fajr in summer, they husband, wife, they sitting together and busy in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. How fortunate are not they? Or at any other time, the family is sitting together, ta'aleem they making together, zikr they are making together. How fortunate are not these people? And there are many, many such people. And this is all for inspiration for ourselves. That we are just sleeping it away, we just whiling our time away, while people are really picking up and those diamonds they are picking up, which are going to be helpful on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Jisko roshan kare qudrat haq, who Allah Ta'ala makes a person to shine out. When Allah Ta'ala, you're not yourself, you want to become high. But Allah makes you to shine out. Wo diya kya bujega hawa se. That lantern, the winds cannot blow it off. And the world can try and put that person down. But whom Allah has made high, nobody can destroy that person. So when we do things sincerely for Allah, don't look for name and fame, for any worldly gain, for anything. We just do it solely and sincerely for Allah Ta'ala. Allah will look after that person. We don't have to worry of our security and our protection. Allah will look after a person when we will turn to Allah and become sincerely Allah Ta'ala's. Maliki do jahan agar tu chahe. And say how nicely now, after presenting Allah and the benefits, Hazrat says, if you want the king of the two worlds, after explaining all the great benefits, if you also want him, you can also get him. Sultanat de dare de nawase. Then give your kingdom, whatever you possess is your kingdom. Give it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We sign a document, then what am I going to get from what Allah? You don't have to have that. You just give yourself over to Allah Ta'ala. Completely you hand yourself over to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala then will give you those things which you, not only like you made this contract of safe, that I'll pay you so much, I'll pay you like this over so many months and whatsoever, you're going to supply me with this and that, but you just hand yourself over to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala is that buyer who buys the things full of faults. And it gives you in return things which have got no faults whatsoever. So we have to just hand ourselves over to Allah Ta'ala. Aftab-e-Nabuwat ka matla, the horizon of the sun of Nabuwat. When the sun rises every day, the whole world becomes lighted up. A person might not be able to pay his lights account. He hasn't got money. But when Allah's light comes out, it's energy also, it's lights also, and it's free of charge for everyone. It was more higher than the hopes of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah's light comes out, more higher. The aftab of Nabuwat, the sun of the Nabuwat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it came out more than 1400 years ago. And it has made the world shine till today. And now it is up to us that we practice that. Allah Ta'ala has given us to a great extent that knowledge of Islam, we have got it. But now to practice it and let the people of the world see this nur of Islam. Shani azmat jibal haram ki, and the greatness of the mountains of the haram. Allahu Akbar, may Allah bless us with this love of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. So much so, just see the true ashiks, they've got love for these mountains. So Hazrat says, if you want to know what is the value of those mountains, koi pooche to ghari Hira se. As the mount of Hira, the cave of Hira, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first revelation came. So what an honorable place that is. Like for example, just for us to understand, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made bayat with the Sahaba on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, under a tree, they made bayat, and the Sahaba also, how they respected that place, they should make namaz, everything. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what foresight Allah gave it. Says that this is the first era of Islam. People's iman is strong. Tawheed is strong. But the people of later times will come and make shirk here. Bid'at here. So he had the tree cut down. So that there is no sign of it that the people don't come in and may do bid'at here and shirkiyat. And what won't people do here? Perhaps many of us haven't seen that time. But when people used to go, and they were permitted to kiss the jali of Roza Mubarak, and how they should carry on. Now the guards are there full time, and there is no question of it whatsoever, but how they should carry on. So just like that, this Ghari Hira, which also now they don't allow people just to go there. They've got all security all the time. But the honor of that mountain, Asghari Hira, where the revelation of the ayats of the Quran Sharif took place. Mustarib hai mera zauq e sajda. Mustarib, restless. My mood of sajda is completely, my enjoyment of sajda is restless. And alhamdulillah, we saw our Shaykh when he was in sajda and crying to Allah. Really, this picture, mustarib hai mera zauq e sajda. My desire and my way of making sajda is one of total restlessness. We are just up and down. But how long time they spend in sajda, and what connection they have got with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we can't imagine that. Sarku peyam hai kuch swaba se. What is it? The head has got a message for the morning wind. Now you are giving your message, and you have got the occasion that you could meet your beloved, and you don't know when you'll meet again. Such sajdas, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, all Hazrat's words, nothing of ours, just what we are spoiling in between. But all Hazrat's words, Hazrat says, this doesn't happen all the time. And also Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullahi says, sometimes when he passes this way, when that real connection with Allah Ta'ala comes, and that sajda, sometimes it comes, really you feel better than the 200 countries of the world, you're the king of the world. So just like that, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, when that sajda, sometimes Allah blesses you with that real connection with Allah, when you are totally unmindful of the world, completely everything around you, you are just in connection with Allah Ta'ala, such as that sajda is mustarib hai mera zaat sajda. My desire of a sajda is one of restlessness like this. That you have a message for the morning wind to carry it, and in fact you don't even need that move, you are in direct connection with Allah Ta'ala. Mujh pe barsa de daryaye rahmat. Oh Allah, pour down your seas of rahmat. That waterfalls of rahmat, let it be falling on my head. Mangta hai ye akhtar khuda se. This is what I am asking of Allah. We might be, if we get the chance, we will say another business we must get, another new car we must get, or small things we will ask. But through, may Allah make us amongst those Allah wala that we ask Allah. And Hazrat has taught us also that we ask Allah that He makes us jazbah, that He pulls us towards Him. And the minute Allah pulls us towards Him, Allahu Akbar. There was Appa who was here, Appa Farhat. Farhat Appa. Many girls from here went and studied by her. She spent yesterday here in Azadville. She's around in our country at the moment. And she was explaining to the ladies yesterday, first she was way out. She says, in fact, I've become like a atheist. I used to sing and all that also. But when Allah pulled her, completely different. She's an academic also, but now with this is the just that we need, that Allah pulls us, and for that continuously we must ask Allah Ta'ala. Some of us might be remembering Dr. Apa, who should also come in Jamaat. She was also a doctor, she was also a different world, but when Allah Ta'ala pulled her, and anyone, where a person can be, and Allah pulls you towards Him, that whole, and this is what we have to crave and die and ask Allah for all the time. That Ya Allah, grant us that, make us yours. And such people, you just see such people and lives of other people also change. May Allah bless us all.
Sashar of Arif Billah Hazrat Artas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Apne Malik Ko Razi Kare Khub Aham. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کہ انسان نہیں جانور سے ہو کم جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کہ انسان نہیں جانور سے ہو کم دو پر تو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم دوست سن لو تم کچھ میری دستا ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک میں صرف ہم خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم صحبت اہل دل سے ملا دل دل ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے دولت بھی ہم صحبت اہل دل سے ملا دل دل ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے دولت بھی ہم درد دل سی کلا اگر دوست ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم درد دل سی کلا اگر دوست ساتھ میرے تم سکھائیں گے ہم سارے دو سمان شمسوں کو میں دیکھ کر پاگل اپنے خالق کو ہم سارے دوست اور شمسوں کو میں دیکھ کر پاگل اپنے خالق کو ہم دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور نہیں ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور نہیں ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم سختی سے خطی سارا کہ مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہر گستی تن سختی سے خطی ہے سارا کہ مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہر گستی تن أخترم بالمواك سدى السلام أبن مالك كرازي كريخ بغل أخترم بالمواك سدى السلام أبن مالك قرازي كريخ بهني جس کے دل نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کہ اس نہیں جلے سے کمی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم. Let us make this resolve and this determination that we are going to please Allah very greatly. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, all the problems we got is only for one reason. We have displeased Allah. And he said the solution is so easy, just please Allah. And to please Allah is so easy. You can never please your wife, very hard. Or the wife can't please the husband, very, very hard. But to please Allah, Allah becomes very easily and very quickly pleased. Just sincerely make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala and Allah becomes happy. And Allah is that great being, if you have displeased Him 100, 1,000 times a day, but sincerely you ask Him for forgiveness and you try again, still He will forgive you. Which wife will forgive you twice a day? Or twice in a lifetime? And which husband will forgive his wife? So much, but Allah, no matter how much, you just turn to Him. And till the clear signs of maut are not on a person, your du'as are accepted. Your tawbah, your istighfar, your entering the doors of Allah's rahmat, they are wide open. So what the advice? That just let us determine to please Allah. And once we have pleased Allah, Allah will please us and make all conditions in our favor. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم. That person who hasn't got your love in his heart, O Allah. Ho ke insaan nahi, janwar se wo kam. That person, being a human being, but actually he's even less than an animal. Animal also recognizes its master. We hear the birds, morning time, asar maghrib time, busy in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. If you have to go to a jungle at night, you will hear the animals also. All the sounds of the animals are the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. They are all. But we as human beings, how much do we make return to Allah Ta'ala? Some of us may be in difficult times, we turn to Allah, make du'as. But once that problem is removed, then we don't even say Alhamdulillah. No shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So we have to please Allah and be human beings, and He has blessed us with the most of everything, and we should be the most thankful and most appreciative of all the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Dosto sun lo tum kuch meri daastan. Hazrat says, listen to my story. I'm aged now and I'm giving you advice of my life. And also remember, ek din phir nahi honge duniya mein hum. Today is that day that we won't be there one day. And now while I'm, Alhamdulillah, may Allah give, especially Mir Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali also, great, great reward. He has put down in writing, how many of us, but what, to be in Hazrat's presence. That was something else completely. And the writings, mashallah, or we listen to the CDs or whatever, but what Hazrat himself was, and Allahu Akbar, all our Allah wala, when you have that connection, what love they show you, what affection they give you, they show you, and then you see their condition. Really, these words then we come to understand. خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل. That same thing which is on top, that if in this body of sand, which is made of sand, if there isn't the love of Allah Ta'ala in this body, kul qeemat nahi khaak hai sirf hum, then this body has got no value, it's only sand. And today everyone, forget woman, man, with all cosmetics and everything, we want to make ourselves smart and be very looking very nice.
But his body has, it hasn't got the value. It's the ruh. That is important. And the ruh, when its connection is with Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, as soon as the ruh is out, now all preparation is made. What time janazah, which qabristan, who's going to make janazah, namaz, all that preparation. You take the body for ghusl. The body has itself has got no value. It can't do anything. It's the ruh that is valuable. But we are just all the time worried of the body. And also, yeah, in this world, any place you can think of, how much of facilities and arrangements for the body, medically, doctors, hospitals, what different specialists and everything. For the comfort of this body, you need a motor car. How many garages, how many types of motor cars, how many repair shops, etc. For this body, you need glasses. Opticians and how many people for everything for this body, whatever you can think, people making roads and what, but for the ruh, which is the most important, not one person, not one shop, not one facility, for the ruh, that the ruh must become good and people be conscious that my ruh must become good. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi, in both the worlds I don't have any value whatsoever. Ha, agar aapki ho nigahe karam, yes, if Allah, you show your kindness towards me, then I've got some value. Otherwise myself I am nothing. And so in other words, this ruh also, the connection with Allah is also only by the karam of Allah. And we have to beg of Allah all the time. And we have got we are just beggars by Allah Ta'ala. In one battle, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when one Sahabi was going past one warrior, he said to them, if you want to see a person of Jahannam, look at this person. We have to be worried and concerned. So one Sahabi, he became concerned and he started following them, and he saw he's fighting with great valor and with great bravery. But then when he got wounded, he couldn't take the wound. He took the sword, he put it on his chest, and he fell onto it till the sword came out from him. In other words, he committed suicide. So we just, the karam of Allah, we are dependent on that fully. Who Allah brings into the fold of Islam, who Allah takes out. Who Allah accepts for the night's ibadat, and who Allah makes to sleep. Or who Allah is putting in some nightclub or some disco or that in the night. It's all in the rah. We have to be beggars, true beggars, and just cry and beg of Allah Ta'ala. That is all. And the secret Allah knows. We don't even have to fall in that secret. Just like, for example, how beautifully Buzurgs have explained. If you're traveling by plane, now there's more plane traveling, and you can travel, reach your destination, but you are insisting to go and open the pilot's door, and you want to know all the details, and you want to go into the engine, and all the parts of the engine. You just sit quiet and you just go. So Allah has put you in the aeroplane of Islam, you just sit quiet and you just go. You don't try and find the secrets of Allah. When Musa alayhi salam couldn't understand the secrets, when he was with Khadir alayhi salam, where are we going to understand the secrets of Allah? And Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, may Allah have mercy on Musa. Had he kept quiet, how many other secrets should have come out? But he kept on questioning, and he gave him 3 chances. And then he said, now you go your way, I go my way, and he explained those secrets. But Allah's secrets only, we just have to be thankful to Allah, beg and cry for Allah, for our family members, for other people of our town, for the non-Muslims also we have to beg. There is only begging by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Sohbat ehli dil se mila darde dil. By the company of the people who got the love of Allah, we got the love of Allah. That is where you will get it. And that also is explained so beautifully by our mashayikh. From a fruit shop you will get fruit. From a hardware shop you will get hardware. Material shop you will get material. From the shop who's got the love of Allah, you will get the love of Allah. So look for that shop where the love of Allah is, and then you will get it. And as I just explained, there are plenty of people like that in the world. But look for them and stay with them, and then see how you will also get that love of Allah. On that I remember two more people. One was here in Mozambique, a place called Nampula. And this is the mainland of Africa, but then there's an island just next to it. So these people here, this person, he was about 50 the time he narrated this to us, they should, as small children, they should go to school to the island. So every day, once a week, then they stay the whole week there, then they come back again. So there were boats that used to sail with the wind, with the sails, and other motor boats, and they couldn't afford the motor boats, and these other boats only will move when the wind is there. So he says that we used to wait, and we used to wait. Many times it happened, no wind, but one buzurg, a local black person, slowly comes out from the jungle. The minute he puts his foot on the boat, the wind starts. And they say, we saw it with our eyes. Sometimes the train and the time when the Portuguese were controlling, and they have more intizam of material things, the train just stops in the jungle, no station, no light, red light for it to stop, nothing, it just stops. And nobody can understand. But when the buzurg comes, slowly, slowly, puts one step on the train starts moving. But then again, and he told, he had polio when he was 6 years old. They had to pick him up to go to toilet, he couldn't go toilet. He said, you see me today? No operation, no treatment, no medicine. His mother took him to that buzurg for duas. But he says that buzurg was such, and this is now important for us, whatever food should come in the jungles, not a village also, from where did this food come? One great buzurg says, if, for me to give, if I got any wealth or in which there is doubt, even if it was given as a gift, to get rid of that one rand of mine or 1 cent is better than me giving millions in charity. So these people were so concerned. Now we also dream of such things, but then on the other hand, we know what our condition, we also have to be concerned about that. Then the other one instance I remembered, one also, a black person in Malawi, Imam, also tight in the remote village, to go for tahajjud namaz, no lights, with his little lantern slowly, every day, pabandi, tahajjud, he goes to the masjid. And then Friday, Juma time, he was making Juma khutbah. And in the khutbah, he looked up and he asked in his language, who? And there he passed away. Yeah. So all this, there are people like this. So we don't know, we stay when you get such people, really appreciate them. Varna paake kahan se ye daulat bhi hum. Where should we also get this? Hadrat he said that his Shaykh Hadrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri also out in a jungle. One small masjid there. And how he was a lover of Allah. And how he should cry. Hazrat explains one occasion he was ill. And we know you got the flu. How you feel? You just want the bed. And nothing else. But he sat in the mihrab of the masjid alone. And slowly, slowly, with that flu, he completed all his ma'amulat. And we look for the smallest excuse, not today, I have to sleep. I'll get more sick otherwise. Rather, I'm going to take a good rest now, otherwise I'll get more sick. But these people, Allahu Akbar. Dard-e-dil seekhna hai agar dosto. Hazrat says, if you want to learn this, love of Allah Ta'ala, saath mere raho. Phir sikhayenge hum. Live with me. And here just say how Hazrat is that he's not here with us, but how he's teaching us. May Allah make it go into our hearts, inshallah. Sare ard wa sama aur shams wa qamar, the whole world, the earth, the skies, the sun, the moon, dekh kar paage apne khaliq ko hum. From all these things we found our maker. And here Hazrat will also teach you, and he's teaching us, look at all these things. Who is the creator? Who is the controller? And the sun, the rising of the sun and the setting of the sun, all the waters in the seas and everything keeping it there. Who is the creator? Who is all? And sometimes Allah shows us a flood comes, may Allah save us all. Sometimes some tornado comes, Allah save us all. The wind is there, Allah sends a tornado or something. But all this is recognized Allah Ta'ala. Dil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi. And to get this in the heart, that is something else. To talk with it with the tongue, hear it with the ears, is something. But to get it in the heart, this true love of Allah and this true connection, saath rehte hi go, is muddat se hum. Though we are living together, for how long? But the both sides' hearts must be open, and it must flow into the heart. Then we get this. Sakhtiya shaykh ki hai pana ke liye. And the sheikh who shows hardship to his heart and strict on his murid, that is for training him. But we just get little bit, the sheikh just doesn't pay attention to us, he didn't make me salam properly or anything, we get upset. But all this here is the training. Much usko hargiz sitam. Don't think that he's swearing you, he's got enmity with you. No, he's doing it for your benefit. So that also a person has to realize and take that benefit. If we see how, if we read kitabs, how mashayikh treated the murids. But afterwards they made them into gold. And not only gold, they made them into that gold which made other stone into gold. But this is, a person has to, we are such, Allah make us all maaf, our zikr which is so simple. But we are weak in our zikr, our namazes, our regularity with our namaz. Few simple basic things. How long, but our eyes still, etc. The gaze, and how many wives still complaining about our anger and our how we treat the wife, etc. All those things. Akhtar be nawa ki sadai suno. Hazrat says that I don't have anything in my, but listen to what I've got to say. I've got a great lesson and message for you. Apne maalik ko razi kare khub. What we have to do is just to try and make Allah Ta'ala. And for that, zikrullah is one thing. Mufti Ibrahim Salihji, in his one malfuz, he says that the greatest thing which Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran Sharif, wa la zikrullahi akbar. The zikr of Allah is the greatest. But, and shaitan just can't see a person sitting in zikr. And we notice that whenever people sit in zikr, people will just get up and go away. Friday durood after asr, find it very hard to sit. And how many places you go, please, Juma time, mention to the people, they must read sunnats before they go. That also we don't want to do. After Fajr, after Asr, the minute Imam made salam, many places you just like there was a spring under the person. And the person just jumps up and he's gone. He can't sit a little bit. So shaitan don't want you to sit for that zikr. And also after namaz, if we sit, just a little bit before, after, farishtas are making dua. Our own du'as, what? But farishtas du'as. Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. You are getting the du'a. And you are busy with zikr also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.